Hello and welcome to another bloody episode of We Came and We Saw.
We podcasted. Swearing already. Get in there. Just chuck
blood is on. In the Bible. Blood is in the book. If you don't believe me, take a bloody look.
Hey, where did that come from?
I think it's all right. I've heard it somewhere.
You've heard it somewhere before.
Yeah, I've heard it somewhere.
Probably in a movie.
It's not my own.
It's not your own, right?
I'll just lay that out now so I don't get sued.
Bit of plagiarism straight up.
Bloody in the Bible book.
Yeah, bit of plagiarism straight up.
Sorry to Christians as well for...
For what?
Saying bloody and Bible together. But as I said, it's in the bloody Bible, so, you know...
Oh, fair enough.
Well, what a way to start, always. We're good at these podcast starts, I think.
What happens, you know? We don't engage any thought.
No, what happens
we just is
that,
go.
That we don't think of anything we're doing.
No, but that's kind
apart
of...
from the quiz, everything else is unstructured.
And made up as we go along.
So the first thing that popped into my head today was bloody. And we've managed to talk for 1:20 about the word bloody, you know?
Yeah. I think it's a very strong word.
And that's
word
what
as well.
You get on this podcast.
I think there's a strong. The thing is, it's a strong word.
It's a strong word.
You can either use it in a very soft,
all right,
subtle.
Bloody shut up.
You can use it soft and subtle. You know, yeah. Oh, bloody hell, I tell you.
Hey, weather's turned out all right again, hasn't it?
Hey,
a couple of weeks ago, yeah. Here I was, grumpy old power, sat here on the sofa in my cardigan. Oh, the weather's changed. We're not going to have an Indian summer. I think we've got one.
It's out there. Yeah. It's out there.
It's been really, really nice.
With some poppadoms and everything.
Well, the thing is, if it was like this in the UK all the time,
yeah,
just this...
Right now, yeah.
This temperature, this sun... That cloud, yeah. That chemical trail across the sky, I'd be quite
don't
happy.
Just ignore that fact.
I'd be quite happy.
Mate,
with
be
it.
Great.
Life
would feel much better.
A little bit of rain every now and then.
Yeah, water the plants.
You don't need snow.
No.
Snow's fine.
Canada
for about an hour. And then you're cold and your feet are cold.
Wet.
Yeah, and then the next day, when you're up for it again, it's not there. It's
no.
Just mush and...
Horrible.
Yeah,
year.
Not good.
Well, we better make the most of it, though, because saying that, on the way over to yours on Sunday, yeah. I did see two flocks of geese making their way south.
There's loads flying over here. Bill next door.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bill.
Yeah.
Been a long time.
Yes.
Bill next door loves a flock of geese flying over.
The thing is,
I've seen him come running. It's like he can hear them in the distance and comes a running.
Is it like his bat symbol?
Yeah, it really is. He loves it. I've never seen anyone get so excited. But it's rubbed up. It's rubbed up.
Hey.
It's rubbed off on me. And
in what way?
Well, I now too get excited when I see a flock of geese. It's about to say goose then. Flock of goose.
Flock
when
of goose.
I see a flock of goose.
Flock of flick of goose. Hang on, I don't flick a goose. Do not flick goose.
Don't do anything to a goose.
No.
You leave those gooses alone.
Leave them alone.
As you can tell, we're very fucking tired.
It's very weird, isn't it? It feels it feels very wired and tired. Again.
Anyway, we've come up with a different way on how we kind of catch up with each other, because if this is your first time listening, welcome.
Hi.
Brace yourselves.
Lower your expectations now.
But it's basically just a podcast between... two mates. We like hanging out, and we're both good at radio, so we thought we'd combine hanging out with the radio, and in about 15-20 years time, or when I'm no longer living on this planet, my two children, they're gonna have lots of hours of audio of their daddy, and I think that's a nice thing. That's why I do it.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that you people out there, you kind of like it, so now I've got two reasons to do it.
Absolutely.
All right, so I don't know where I was going with that point.
How are you?
Oh, right, yeah. At the beginning of the podcast, we always just go, oh, how are you? And we were kind of having a chat last night, and I think we've come up with a brand new way to find out how
we've added a bit of pepper sauce to the how are you.
Yeah.
Made it a bit more fruity.
Yeah. How the tickety-boo is you? Tickety boo, 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 tickety boo. And the reason we've decided to do this is, one, I really like the word tickety-boo.
Say it out loud now. Go, tickety-boo.
It's one of those words that...
pleasing on the ear.
Gives you a little smile.
It's pleasing on the ear.
Yeah. I also like to say, how the tickety-boo is you.
Oh.
So that is why that will now happen at the beginning of the podcast.
Of each podcast.
And now we never have to explain it again.
Good. Excellent. Right. So, how is you? How are you?
How is me?
How is me, yes.
Well, I am actually tickety-boo.
You are?
Tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Tickety-boo. Ooh. I am tickety-boo, Robert, because last week, Oliver finally went to bloody school.
Yay!
Hey!
Off he goes.
Have I got
hallelujahs? I don't know. We should have an hallelujah in there somewhere. We've got a big bag of, you know, random sound effects.
No, my hallelujahs have gone.
Ah, what a load of cock.
What? have a round of applause. Oliver going to school.
Yeah. Woo!
Now, school is a funny thing. It was a funny thing when you were a child. It's an even funnier thing when you're an adult and your parent taking your kids to school. Now, I heard a story last year about mums and the pressure they feel to look good at the school gates. And I
what,
never
on the school run?
Yeah, and I never got it, you know, because I'm not a woman.
That does, have something to do with it.
But taking Oliver now to big school and doing that school run across the road...
I mean, we can see it from here.
Well... when people say, oh, you haven't really got much of a school run, I say, well, I run there, so I'm still running. School run.
As long as you run, that's it. you're on.
You know? And after you don't bloody run anyway, you drive your 4x4s.
Yeah.
1 mile. Lazy. I can feel it.
What?
There is a competition going on in that bloody playground between the mummies. You know? And a lot of yummy mummies. I will say that. A lot of yummy mummies at the school gates. So... that's nice at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
But it's like...
so the question is, have you sort of risen to this? Have you now sort of thought, I kind of need to up my game?
Well, this is the thing. I kind of feel that same pressure that I didn't understand when I read that article a year ago.
Right.
Because I find myself getting up a little bit earlier, so it gives me a bit of time. Like, I don't want to go to the school gate stinking.
No, of course you don't.
Like, I'm a single guy, young, still-ish. Young-ish, 32, you know, coming up. You know, I'm quite a catch, Rob.
Absolutely.
I am quite a catch.
Not only do you get the beard.
You get, exactly, me, beard.
It's a winning combination.
I think so.
Winning combination.
You know how my mind works, Rob, right?
I do, thankfully.
And, you know, it would be nice to find a good woman.
Yeah.
To share my very... strange life with. All right? And I can't...
does this mean they become part of my life as well?
Oh, they would be, mate.
To an extent.
Now, you know how my mind works. So when I'm stood in the schoolyard, well, not every day, but this happened the other day. I'm a single dad.
Yep.
Right? Looking for a single lady. Definitely a single lady this time. Maybe a single mummy.
Okay.
A single lady or a single mummy.
All right.
All right? All the single mummies,
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 all the single mummies. Put your hands up. And I couldn't help but think that was in my head.
So there you are,
yeah,
marching across the playground.
Oliver's first day, I meant to be paying attention to him. It is his big day after all, and all I've got going on in my head is... all the single mummies,
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 all the single mummies. Put your hands up. Have you noticed how I try and do the Beyonce
dance as well?
Like, I've got this...
you've got the hands going on.
Funky arm thing going on.
You certainly have got a funky arm thing
going on. So it is a really strange thing.
So have you been...
the school gates.
Yeah, have you been doing, like, getting up, doing your hair...
well,
putting on probably a nicer shirt, T-shirt than you would have done.
I'm having one of those weeks, Rob, where I feel damn great about myself.
Feeling confident.
Right? Yeah. So that changes everything to the point where I don't have to put a lot of effort into my hair, but I still think I look good. Hence.
Yeah, it's the kind of like, I've not made an effort, but I have.
Well, I haven't.
No.
As you can tell, my hair is an absolute mess.
Yeah, but you've got
But
this...
look at those smart trousers I got on.
Smart shoes, smart trousers.
You know? So, but I just wanted to bring that up because I now understand that.
You now
there,
get it.
Yeah, there is. It's
one strange. Day, I'm sure I'll get the idea.
And also, Oliver's doing very well at school.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Make it all about me again.
Yeah, but it is all about you. it's all about me.
Correct.
It's all about me. So that's going all right then. That's going all right. Is yep. that the He's only thing that's happened this week?
Back to school. It's not the only reason I'm feeling tickety boo. Tickety boo, tickety boo. Tickety boo, tickety boo. Tickety boo, tickety boo, tickety boo. Tickety boo. You got to be faster on that reverb, mate.
No, I haven't I?
Oh, this could become a game in itself.
It is a game in itself already.
And the reason I'm feeling tickety boo, tickety boo, tickety boo. Is because now that Oliver is at school and my youngest son, Elliot, is at preschool, it now opens up the day for me to get myself out and work. I haven't had a job, but I have been working. I work every single day, bringing up two... How do I describe them?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of the best word to use here.
I don't want to... No swear words, not when it comes to my children.
Challenging.
No, that makes it sound like they're
naughty
kids.
They're not naughty kids.
They're not. Beautiful but bad.
No, that just makes
bad and dangerous. Children, my bad and dangerous children.
It just made your children sound like mastermind genius.
I'll just call them beautiful.
They've got those faces that would get away with murder.
Yeah.
But they will actually commit murder. So
they're not going to commit murder, Rob.
But there's, you know,
right?
Naughty murder.
Let's just.
How else do you describe your voice?
Look, it's not going tickety boo at the moment. Tickety boo, tickety boo, tickety boo, tickety boo.
No, it's not.
Tickety boo, tickety boo, tickety boo, tickety boo. No.
Sorry, right, go on. Carry on.
Yeah, no, I've been at home looking after my kids for the last couple
full-time
of
job.
Years.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah, it's bloody hard work, but it's not a job, and I need to get out and find new people. So on Oliver's first day last week,
yep.
I have applied for one job only, Rob.
Okay.
All right.
Probably better to have applied for a few more. But
You would think, right?
Yeah, but go on. Okay, you've applied for one job.
I applied for one job.
Yep.
Within 10 minutes, I receive... an email from that job that I applied for saying, do you want to come in to talk about a job? Today, I went in and talked about that job.
Okay, so this was how... the email was what, Thursday?
Last week.
Thursday, Friday?
And I had the...
And you've been there today?
I had the interview today.
And how'd it go?
And I also got a brand new job today as well.
Oh!
Yeah? What did I do today?
What have you done today to make you feel right?
Hey,
he's got a mother
got a job.
Flipping job, hasn't he?
I did.
Boom.
First try. So anyone out there struggling with work...
He shoots, he scores.
You know, I know it's not that easy for some people. I'm quite lucky, but, you know, I've
got... That's amazing news,
I've got
mate.
A new job. What did I say I was now?
Oh, you're a viewing...
Coordinator.
Viewings coordinator.
I am now a viewings coordinator.
What,
check
estate
that out.
Agents.
And there's estate agents.
Hey, what? Look at you.
Hey.
Have you got to wear a shirt and tie?
I'm going to wear one anyway. When I walked in today, it looked very casual in there.
Yeah.
Because they're an online estate agent.
Okay.
So I don't think they deal with a
lot of customers.
Not
too much face-to-face.
No, not indoors. So it seems very relaxed. The team is young.
You should just keep the level up, though. You know, shirt and tie.
Exactly. As long as I got my suit and tie, mate.
Set the bar. Set the bar.
Yeah.
So you're more than tickety boo, aren't you, really?
Yeah, I've had a good week. I told you. I'm feeling good. Lots of single mummies. All the single mummies. All the single mummies. All the single mummies.
All the single mummies.
Well, I say all the single mummies. I don't know whether they're single, but, you know, I've had that.
They're all mummies.
Yeah, they're all mummies.
They've all got little ones.
I've just got to whittle the single ones out bit by bit. I've got 5 years.
You've got to pick them off. Well, is this all the congratulatory...
It's one of the single mummies.
Oh, is it?
All the single mummies.
All the single mummies.
All the single mummies.
All the single mummies.
This is hard work doing it this way.
Yeah, but you're making it a game for us both.
So yeah, long and short of it, mate. Our tickety-boo is me.
You is very tickety-boo.
I'm very tickety-boo, mate. Tickety-boo. Can we come back to you in a bit and find out about your stuff?
Yeah, of course again.
Because, and the only reason is, it's not that I don't care, it's because the quiz is, this week's quiz is related to work and jobs and stuff like that. You want to know this week's quiz theme? This week's quiz theme, songs related to a job.
Nice.
Or work or something. Yeah.
Try again. Got a bit ahead of yourself there, didn't you?
I was going to sing All the Single Mummers again. Not the right one. There's too many things going on, too many buttons and whatever.
You got yourself all excited and go on. My focus. Quiz time.
This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob.
You're going to require some sort of clenched fist action.
This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob.
I feel like you're making this more complicated than is absolutely necessary.
Yeah, I know I am. I'm just
you're showing off
about.
Now, and you've got a job.
Just messing about. Right, anyway. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the reason. The rules to the quiz, as always.
Hang on. If there's a yummy mummy, what does that make you as a daddy?
I'm a single daddy. I'm a single daddy. I'm a single daddy.
No, pop off! That was a bit loud. Angry.
It was an angry fight. I don't think it would have been that bad without the echo, to be honest. Right, let's calm down.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
How about the rules?
Again, the rules to the quiz are simple. These songs are based on the working life.
Okay.
All right? So it do getting paid and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So are you ready for question number one? Who do you think this is?
Traveling in a fried old combi on a hippie trail, head full of zombie. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said,
I don't know what she said, but that
is, she said,
I come from a land down under, men at work.
You say men at work? You know that's right.
In the bag.
Traveling in a fried old combi on a hippie trail, head full of zombie. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast.
And she said,
do you come from a land down under, where women blow and men plunder? Can't you hear the thunder?
You better run,
you better take cover.
Congratulations, Rob, you are correct.
Thank you.
Don't have to explain that one, do I?
Nope.
Men at work. Right. Number two, who do you reckon this is?
Tommy used to work on the docks. Union's been on strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough, so tough. Jana works the diner all day. Working for her man, she brings home her pay for love, for love.
Ah, this takes me back. Voiceover man can't use the word love. It's lub.
Lub.
Lub, lub, lub. we're halfway
bad,
there.
It's a bit bad, isn't it, that he actually can't say love.
I think he's got something wrong with his lip.
Seeming that is one of the main words in songs, I would say, is love.
Probably the most used word in music.
Who is it?
Oh, it's Oh, crap. It's Bon Jovi.
Correct.
Yeah.
Tommy used to work on the docks. Union's been on strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough. So tough. Jana works the diner all day. Working for her man, she brings home her pay for love. For love.
We got to.
She says, we've got to hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We've got each other, and that's a lot. For love.
Nope.
We'll give it a shot. Come on. We're halfway there. Come on. Living on a prayer. Take my hand, then we'll make it, I swear. Come on. Living on a prayer.
That's been on the podcast previously. Correct, Robert.
Thank
it was the Bon of the Jovi.
Yeah, hello, hi, yeah.
Right. This is a little bit harder than the first two. I thought the first two were a little bit easy.
Just right, we are grabbler.
They get harder from now on.
Great.
So here it is. Question number three. Who's this singing about working ting?
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition. And yawning, stretching, try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Either that last line's a massive curveball, or it's giving me the answer. Dolly Parton?
Correctamundo. Yeah. Going to be singing this from next week.
Do you actually start at 9, though?
On Saturday.
Oh. Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition. And yawning, stretching, try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Working 9 till 5, but what a way to make a living. I love D to the PZ. You are correct, Rob.
Yeah.
We are talking Dolly Parton and 9 till 5. I sound like her, don't I?
You do.
Yeah.
Uncanny.
Uncanny. That's what I was going to say. Right. Question number 4.
Now that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Let me tell ya, them guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb.
What the hell is that?
Ooh. Spoiler, can't tell ya.
I got a feeling it's something modern. Just because of the... Just, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's probably a... I go, girl...
Right.
Now that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Let me tell ya. Them guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb.
Dire Straits, Money for Nothing.
That's a great song.
Hey, start great showing song. That tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Make a note.
Remember to cut these start off because that's about 3 minutes of gump at the beginning.
Yeah.
I've never understood that. Just get in there. I just straight to the guitar solo.
Sometimes it goes on for like two minutes.
I'm not going to argue about the intro to Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. Right, are we ready?
Hang on. Making a note for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Just do your BBC stuff while you're here.
I will forget if you want it on. Right.
Don't do your BBC admin whilst doing podcasts. I've told you this before.
Sorry.
6 o'clock already. I was just in the middle of a dream. I was kissing Valentino by a crystal blue Italian stream. But I can't be late, 'cause then I guess I just won't get paid. These are the days when you wish your bed was already made.
Any idea? I'll give you a clue on this one, because this one I put in as a hard one. All right? It's an 80s track.
Okay. Valentino, who would refer to an Italian name? Let's go with Madonna.
Wrong.
6 o'clock already. I was just in the middle of a dream. I was kissing Valentino by a crystal blue Italian stream. But I can't be late, 'cause then I guess I just won't get paid.
I played this yesterday.
These are the days when you wish your bed was already made.
Oh, what a dipstick. It's just another manic Monday. I wish it was Sunday, 'cause that's my fun day. My I don't have to run day. Oh, never understood that song. Ridiculous. How many did you get?
That's 3 out of 5 then.
Three out of five again.
Need to get over this 3 out of 5, Malarkey.
All right, I'll give you one.
Thanks.
All right.
That's all right. That's a success, though.
You enjoyed the quiz this week?
I did, very much so.
Did you have a favourite?
Probably the Dire Straits one, actually.
Yeah, it was good.
Now that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Let me tell ya, them guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb.
We got some microwave ovens.
So you can hear this in its entirety,
yeah,
on Rob's Breakfast Show on BBC Essex tomorrow from 5 o'clock in the morning. The crazy bastard. Right, that was this week's quiz.
Supposed to get a wah-wah.
That was a quiz for my mate Rob. 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 That was a quiz for my mate
Rob. I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody's hand. I'm gonna need someone to hold me down. I'm gonna need someone to care. I'm gonna rise and shake my body. I'll start cooling out my hair. I'm gonna cover myself with the ashes of you, and nobody's gonna give a damn. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. One more night, but this can't be me. Son of a bitch, if I drink it clean, I'm gonna drink my life away.
My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My head is aching, my hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. Son of a bitch!
And the Fanger Rate Lift, whoa, echo. And the Fanger Rate Lift, and Son of a Bitch. Great new tune there. Nice find by you this week, Rob. Well done, sir.
Thank you very much.
Check him out online. He's on all your streaming sites and on the Twitters too. That's Nathaniel Rate Lift. Yeah.
Excellent.
Right, we should reveal last week's lullaby bye before.
Yeah, we've probably gone on a bit longer than
play
we planned.
One bit, but anyway, yeah. It was now, indeed.
Now, before you reveal, because quite a few people questioned it,
right?
And I said no, I'm not telling you. And I know of one person
left my coffee in the kitchen
who shazammed the lullaby,
right,
and got the result.
Did it actually go through? It got it.
Yeah.
It was the White Stripes and Hardest Button to Button. We'll have another one coming up at the end of the podcast. We will also have another game of A Compare because I've had pretty manic week.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, hey, buddy. Because I've had a pretty manic week, haven't got round to doing that show.
The show and tell.
Yeah, still ain't got round to doing that.
This is the Alan Carr vagina thing.
No, that's not the Alan Carr vagina thing. This is a secret thing.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
But I'm working on it.
And if you want to know what Alan Carr's vagina is about, then
also,
go back to last week.
Also, I haven't got any distraction techniques for this week's A Compare. You know, I said we were going to ramp it up. So, in my crazy little mind earlier on, while you were sleeping on my couch.
Yeah, I was having a nap.
I was thinking, what could we do to spice A Compare up this week? I'm in two minds about this, because at the weekend, I cleared my house.
Yes, you did.
All right, made it.
Spick and span.
Yeah, I had an autumn clean.
Yeah.
Yeah? And this idea could get messy, but how do you fancy A Compare whilst eating a custard cream?
All right, yeah.
Yeah. Why not? We'll do what we want.
Hang on.
That's all I can think about.
Rob, would you
I'm just being honest.
Would you like to play our fun singing game called Hey Buddy whilst eating your favourite biscuit? Yes, I would.
Well, the listeners need something to do now with this song.
Are we having and I know, words? Are we, I know... are we going word free? No more lyrics?
No, not this week. I'm too tired. But from next week, we have to know it word for word.
Okay.
All right. And the order that the instruments come in. I know some of you have been practicing as well because we said we'd get some of you on the podcast and we will make that happen at a later date when me and Rob proper shit hot at it. All right. So we'll do that in a bit. But as not to be rude, all right.
Yeah.
We found out that I was tickety boo, right?
Tickety boo, tickety boo, tickety boo, tickety boo.
And now, after finding out, you know, I'm tickety boo.
Well, you're more than tickety boo, aren't
you? I'm more than tickety boo. I need to ask you, how the tickety boo is you?
Tickety boo, 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 tickety boo.
It won't be like this every week.
No.
We've just got a new button.
Yeah, one hit and it was done. That's right. I'm very well, thank you very much. Yeah. I feel pretty tickety-boo myself, if I'm being honest.
You're feeling good in yourself, like myself.
I'm feeling sprightly. I'm feeling energised.
Yeah. How's the show going, all right?
Very well, thank you very much.
You're going to require some sort of clenched fist action.
Yeah, we've had some clenched fist action already this week as well.
Yeah.
A bit of 90s Take That was on yesterday morning, and I thoroughly enjoyed singing that out loud.
Which one?
Never Forget.
Oh. Up there, mate.
And to furthermore add to the fist clenching action, this morning, okay, M People was popped in the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we discussed this, and if we're going to play Heather Smalls in any format,
it's a crowd, isn't
it? So do you know what I did? I dropped the M People like a brick in the sea,
and you play proud.
I did.
Hey. It's finally learning.
You know why? Because it's the right thing to do. Right thing to do. So I'm feeling tickety-boo as well.
Right. It's the right thing to do, tickety-boo. Is that the end of your tickety-boo story?
It is.
Tickety-boo, 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 tickety-boo. How the tickety-boo is you.
And you can let us know how tickety-boo you are on Twitter.
That was the main reason for doing this. I forgot. Through all of this, I'm like, what's the final? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How the tickety-boo is you?
We would like more of our listeners to talk to us.
Yeah.
We want to make it a little bit more interactive
on
the Twitter and Facebook.
Come on in.
So if you do listen regularly and you haven't, you know, spoken to us personally, we will talk back because we haven't got much else to do. Rob's got a missus.
To be totally honest with you.
I got job and children. But aside from that, not really doing much else.
Be more than happy to have a distraction at work.
Yeah, and I would definitely be happy to find out how the tickety-boo is you. All right? So if you want to let us know, do it on the Twitter.
At WC.
WS.
WP.
Simple. All
right? Easy peasy. Cool. Right then. So is that about pretty much it?
Yeah, I think so. Apart from a Campari.
Right, do you want me to go and get the biscuits?
Yeah, they're in the cupboard.
I'll get it. Oh.
So in case you don't know, A Campari is just our little game. A Campari is translated as Hey Buddy. So that's why this game is called Hey Buddy. It's just something we do every week because we like foreign language. We like singing in foreign language. And also, we get to whistle.
Yeah, we
and
do.
There are three main reasons, and people are starting to catch on to this now.
The
they
thing is,
like
even
it.
If you don't, even if you're starting to think to yourself, "Is this actually getting annoying, guys? Please stop doing it."
Yeah,
you'll find yourself in the week.
Yeah,
going
it pop into your head. Yeah, even if you don't know the words. So, as we said before, you can find the words online. The guy who sings it, Julius Laroza, and the song is A Campari. If you learn the lyrics, you can even challenge one of us
on the
podcast. You know,
we can hook that up as
you
well,
can,
we?
You can bring dirty distraction techniques to try and put the other one off. Yeah. Because the way we're going to work it from now on is if there's a really bad mess up, say, in the first verse, that's where the song ends.
Yeah.
All right? So straight cut off. So, and that person wins. That's how we'll find
that's
out.
That's game over.
All right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I've got a bit of a broken biscuit.
I told you I cleaned my house. She's dropping custard creams everywhere. This is what I feared. All right?
It's under the sofa, I'll get it in a minute.
Are we ready for this week's round of A Campari? We're both both scrabbling for the lyrics.
Quick, Google!
Shall I see how I get on without the lyrics?
All right, we'll do it without lyrics.
Oh, no, I need the order, mate.
I'm taking them away. Look at that.
One more week.
Look at that, taking them away.
You're going to lose them.
I'm not. I've got this. Who's going first?
It's me this week.
You this week?
Okay. I will go first. Oh, that take a mouthful of Hey, compadre, si vuol suonare, se si suona, io frisco letto, come si suona, io frisco letto. Io frisco letto, tu mi dici di tal.
Hey, compadre, si vuol suonare, se si suona, io frisco letto.
Mandolino, a bling a bling mandolino, to saxophone. I can't whistle.
Ecobare, divosinare, si suona violino, e come si suona un violino, a zing a zing a violino, bling a bling a mandolino, tu saxophone.
Oh,
I'm out of biscuit.
I'm not working, lad. Hey, compadre, professionale. Si, si, sona. Ultramedra, come si sona. La trombetta. Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, la trombetta. Zinga, zinga, violin. Plinga, plinga, mandolin. Tu-tu-tu-tu, saxophone.
Right, I've got the last one of all the crumbs, ready? Crumbs in.
E compare, chi può suonare, chi si suona alla trombona, ma come si suona alla trombona, a fuma fuma la trombona, papa papa la trombetta, zinga zinga violino, plinga plinga mandolino, tu 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 saxofono.
Can't whistle with custard cream.
No.
So there you go.
I think what we can result in that is we have
look
got
at the mess
biscuit
now.
Absolutely.
Mate. Well, that was more fun than what it was in my head. So.
5 minutes ago, that know. Was going to be a standard game of Hey Buddy. And now I've got custard cream in my pop shield.
Try it at home. Bugger custard. Any biscuit.
Any biscuit will do.
Yeah, any biscuit will do. Right. It's now time. It's definitely the end of this
week's
podcast.
We've got to go. I've got to go to sleep.
Right, there you go. Just clear. Custard cream. Smart trousers.
I know, look at the set of me.
Right, thanks for downloading this podcast once again. Tell your friends about it. Share us around. It's all words of mouth. So if you enjoy the podcast, tell a friend. Get them to subscribe.
Tell your close friends, because then it's like a little thing you've got between you and, you know, you and a close mate.
You know, and if you don't like it, don't download it again. It's fine by me.
Not a problem, but you will miss out on Hey Buddy next week.
Yeah,
when we could literally.
And who knows what we've got in our mouths next week for Hey Buddy? Hey.
I'm not putting anything else in my mouth.
So, you got anything planned for the rest of the week?
Not really. No. It's a bit of a quiet one because October is looking like a second version of May.
Mm.
A busy one.
Busy October.
Yeah. Your birthday's coming up.
That's right.
Yeah, a couple of other celebrations happening as well. This, that and the other. Oktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
It's been mental.
All right. Well...
What about you?
On that note... Oh, no one cares about me.
Okay.
On that note, let's go. See you next week, as always.
Night-night.
Another bye-bye for you.
Time to go to sleep.